heroes may be, what's the word, may manifest themselves in different ways.
Yes.
But have you found certain characteristics or traits or similarities that seem to be present in each one of these different heroes, whether you mention them in your book or not, or just heroes that even haven't made it into a book yet?
No, I think that's an excellent question, my friend. In fact, the book itself, I think of as an anatomy of a hero. And there are 9 different characteristics that we talk about in the book. We start off with calling and we end with confidence. When I think about a hero, I think that every hero starts off with some conviction, and that's one of the C's. Mm. A conviction to do something. They see something that they know is wrong. If you think about the comic book figures, there is a problem. There is a concern. There's a dastardly villain. There's something that has to be corrected. And that hero feels convicted. Their heart is torn by what they see and they know is wrong. And then they answer the call. You know, in the case of Batman, there is a fog light. But they answer the call to do something about it. And then they have the confidence in themselves to know that they can do something about it, regardless of whether they are perfect or not. In fact, none of us are perfect. And that's one of the tenets of the book, that our imperfection really is our strength. Our imperfection is our strength because it allows for us to connect empathetically, allows us to say, you know what, I too have had struggle. I too have had pain. I too know what it feels like to be in that situation or a similar situation, or I wouldn't want to be in that situation, or you know what, but by the grace of God, I could be in that situation. And so our recognition of our own frailty allows us to connect with others.